Squadron Podcast, Chicago's home for X-Wing discussion, strategy, and entertainment.
All right, we are back with the Gold Squadron Podcast. We are returning to our trivia segment, and today I brought three all-stars here to battle it out for trivia. I have Ryan Fleming.
Yo.
I have Ryan Farmer.
That's me.
That is you. And I have Asa Graf.
I feel kind of bad that my name isn't Ryan.
No, it doesn't work.
Asa,
all right.
Asa Ryan Graf.
There you go. Asa Ryan Graf. Middle name. So, Gold Squadron Trivia Ryan Edition.
Here we go. Yes.
I'm ready.
So, for everybody listening, the way it works is the first person to get me their answer is going to get 2 points. We're using a text and typing system for this. Real complicated Facebook chat. Real high tech stuff. We have, 10 questions.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And if we need to go a little farther, I do have a couple of bonus questions. Ooh. And, yeah, we're just going to go right into it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. If you guys have listened to other trivias, I mean, I go pretty deep into the rule book. I find those kind of weird corner cases. And I triple, quadruple check to make sure that they're right before I put them on here.
All right,
here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. What pilot has the following ability? When you receive a stress token, you may remove it and roll one attack die. On a hit result, deal 1 face-down damage to this ship.
I missed the first half of that, but I'm guessing based on the second half that I got it.
I'm sorry. I'll hold the mic a little. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
You just kind of like popped and disappeared for a second, but it's fine.
Okay, so everybody got it right. It was Jack Porkins, and we have Asa winning the speed test. So that's a score recap of Asa 2, Ryan Fleming 1, and Ryan Farmer 1.
Don't you mean Ryan what? 2, Ryan 1, and Ryan 1?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, Asa, listen, if it'll make you feel better, my name's not actually Ryan. It's Reinhardt. So
Reinhardt?
Yeah.
See, that's just cooler. It wouldn't make you feel any better.
Sorry, man.
I'm actually Ryan. There can only be one.
Oh, that makes it much easier to score here. All right. So here we go. Question two. Including generics, how many different TIE fighter pilots, not including the FO, are there?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Price is Right rules. Ryan Fleming gets first. Asa Graf second. All right. The answer is 13.
Ooh, I got
really?
Close.
13.
That was not correct at all.
So, who was the closest there? What's the word in that
just
window?
Just the generic,
go?
Or just the TIE fighter, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Who are they? We got Power Runner, Scourge, Mauler, Backstabber, Youngster, Dark Curse, Night Beast, Gundark, Wampa, and Chaser, right? And the rest are generics. The Black,
yeah.
Obsidian, and Academy.
That sounds yep. right.
So Ryan Fleming got closest.
Yes.
He guessed 12 without going over. So I'm going to award Reinhardt 1 point.
Whoa, what did I get? I was fastest.
But,
but you didn't get right,
you were,
bro.
You yeah. were second.
Yeah, but no
you
one,
were second.
I was second. Oh, okay.
You were second and correct, not first and correct.
Okay, that's fair. I thought I was first.
Oh, but I said Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, not Reinhardt.
Fair enough. What was Ryan's guess?
He guessed 10. Who guessed 9?
I guess 10.
Close.
I guess 10. I might have not heard you say including generics.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say including generics either, but that's what would have been wrong. And I think it would have been wrong anyway. I would have been wrong, totally wrong anyway. So it's kind
of... All right, here we go. True or false? The activation phase after becoming ionized, 2 for large ships and 1 for small ships, the ship always performs a white 1 forward after the activation. Waiting for my third answer. All right. So, only one of you got this right.
Yes.
Reinhardt with false.
Ah, trick question.
Yes, it is. R2 will make it green.
There
gotcha.
It is. There it is. All right. So, score recap. That's Reinhardt with actually, he got it in first. So it's 4 points.
Oh.
Asa, 2. And Ryan won.
Oh boy, I'm gonna get chewed out.
My new goal is to be the best of the other podcasts.
Oh man,
there we go. D did say not to let him down.
I'm absolutely
Mr. Farmer.
Gonna let him down. I'm gonna have to. Oh, this is gonna be so bad.
Hey Dion, does it ever bother you that pronounced the right way? Dion sounds like D-Yoon.
My name's Dion, yeah. And actually I should correct myself. It is Dion, right?
No,
I think it's Dion. I think I don't know if it's totally relevant. No one really cares what his name is.
All right.
He's not the one out here doing trivia. He's
scared. Not the one blundering trivia right now, being a big 1 for 3.
All right. You guys ready for the next question?
Yeah,
I guess.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Here it goes. During what step do Jan Orr's pilotability and opportunist take place?
The step of
the flow chart.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Ha.
Am I allowed to look up the flow chart?
Yeah, can we look at the flow chart?
Yes.
I don't even know what the steps are.
Yeah.
I want the name, not the number.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna give a guess.
Oh boy.
So Asa got it in first. Ryan second. Waiting for Farmer.
I don't even know what the steps are called. This is...
Yeah, I don't know what the steps are called either. I guess I know what they're called.
That's my guess.
All right. We got it. We got an answer in there. Okay. So the answer is the roll attack dice step.
Yes.
Yes. So Asa got it in first, so he is going to get 2 points. Fleming... 1 and Ryan 0.
Boo.
It happens.
Yep.
Just have a sad trombone button.
You can play the trombone, right, Asa?
No.
I can.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Music teacher school, man. They make you learn how to play everything.
I have the option, but I've ardently refused.
Okay. All right, question number 5 coming your guys' way.
All right.
Now, people listening to this at home, you might be wondering, why is all this stuff important? You know, when you have those crazy interactions or things that happen during your games, I'm asking about those, you know, those type of things. So, or those rarely used cards. I think they're interesting and fun.
I totally should have just pulled up. I totally should have had the flowchart in front of me. I'm such a guy. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, question number 5. Here it comes. How many ships are able to equip the modification long-range scanners? Ooh, got an answer in right away from Ryan.
I think
that's right.
So, we got only one person with this right. The answer is 4.
Oh.
Yeah. 4 ships. So that's the K-Wing, the TIE Bomber, the Punisher, and the Fire Spray.
Fire Spray.
I always forget the K-Wing.
I forget the Fire Spray.
Mm-hmm. And it's because of the title.
The Slave One.
Yep. So that's Asa with... He was the second person to answer. So that's going to be 1 point.
But I was the first correct.
I know you were the only one person who got it. You only person who got it correct, but you got it second. So I guess you can kind of block somebody by just throwing in a wrong answer if you have no clue.
You're wrecked.
I'm getting too.
Play it spoiler now.
So I'm gonna have to go back and balance my
game.
It's
not possible for us to get 2 points now because the farmer's just gonna say something immediately.
I'm gonna go with my gut, man. Fly with your gut. Just throwing something in. Like back in high school when I took a test.
Yeah.
All right. So question number 6 has 3 parts.
What are the standings? Where are we sitting?
Oh, sorry.
I have 1 point.
Bye. Congratulations.
Thanks.
No, Ryan, you have 2 points.
Do I have 2 points?
You have 2 points.
Oh.
Yeah. Asa has 6. Reinhardt has 4, and Farmer has 2.
How many do I have?
Oh. Yeah, you cut out.
You have 4.
I only have 4.
Yes.
Oh, yoy. Yeah, how did you get 6 so fast?
Because you answered twice first and correct.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just that good, apparently. Wait. I missed. You cut out for the actual reason, but I'm just guessing it's because you said.
He got all of them right? Or he got 5 right?
I got 1 wrong.
Yeah.
Got 1 wrong. 1 wrong and 1 first.
Okay.
I love editing because I will go back and double check. I won't do like Mr. Farmer and forget to edit things out, you know, that whole thing.
That's totally intentional.
Wait, I should.
I know, it's funny. It's hilarious. All right. So, question 6 has 3 parts. We're going to do 1 part at a time.
All right.
Okay.
So, don't jump the gun until you get the specific part. So, I'm going to give you guys the first part of the question, but you can't answer it right away because I'm going to read the question. So, the question is, what ship in each faction is capable of having the most green maneuvers on its dial? And that's with upgrades and any other shenanigans. The first faction I'm asking for is...
So, wait. So, we do this for each faction one at a time.
Right, we're going to do it one faction at a time.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. First faction I'm asking for is... Rebels.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I got to count in my head.
I'm going to make a guess.
All right, so we have Asa in first, Fleming in second, Farmer in third, and Ryan Farmer gets it right with the T-70.
Yeah, was that
with the R2 Astromech?
Yeah, it was either that or the A-Wing.
Yep, A-Wing is close. I think it has 8, but with the T-70 and R2, it is 9 green maneuvers.
Boom.
Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, what does a T-70 have that an E-Wing with R2 does not?
It's that 3 green forward, I think.
E-Wing is a 3 green forward, too.
Yeah.
There was a reason... Chris, can you toss me my phone real quick?
Doesn't...
Triple check. And edit it out if I'm right. Or if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah. Maneuver. Now that I think of it, the E-Wing probably does have the same as a T-70. I thought you double-checked all these.
I did, bro.
Because they both have one banks, one straight, two hard, two's all the way, and the three...
No, yeah, get wrecked my face. E-Wing is right. Yeah, one, two, three...
That mean we both get a point?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, yep. I suck. All right. So, yeah, that means you both get a point. And Asa got it in first, so he would get 2 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Boom. Asa with 8. Ryan with 3. Reinhardt with 4. All right, you ready for the next faction? Same question?
Yeah.
Hopefully I counted this one right. Here we go. Next faction is... Imperial. All right, that was quick. All right, so that is Fleming got it in first, and he got it right. That is the TIE Advanced Prototype.
Oh, really?
With 11 green maneuvers if you put the twin ion engine Mark II.
So I would counter that Countess Riad actually has more. If you count
because they can be green
separate maneuvers with Mark II engines.
Well, I did say on the dial. So if I wanted to rules,
I'm sorry, I missed what you said there.
Yeah, you're cutting out.
Oh, it's fine. If I wanted to rules lawyer it, it would. My question says on its dial.
On its dial. Okay.
It's on its dial. So the K turns technically aren't on the dial.
Gotcha. I could agree with that. Even if it makes
all me right.
Better, I can agree with it.
Yeah. It's okay. It happens. It happens. All right. So that means the last one is...
Are these scum. Are these counting only ships that are out right now?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Fleming got in first. Asa second. That means, Farmer, no pressure. You have all the time you need.
Oh, and I'm trying to go through in my head. You guys are so much faster than I am. Okay, I think I know this one.
I'm just pulling that out of my butt.
All right, the correct answer is... There was two possible answers, and I only need one. That's okay, and that's the Jumpmaster 5000.
Yay!
With Unhinged, it gets 9 green maneuvers.
Unhinged. Yeah, I couldn't think of a way for Scum to make a green maneuver, to make a white maneuver green for some reason. Losing it.
Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing, you wouldn't think about it, but the Y-Wing with Unhinged also gets.
With the Unhinged?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
9.
Mm.
Yeah, so that means Asa, he entered second, so he's going to be getting 1 point, bringing his total up to 9. All right, Reinhardt at, didn't put the last point, 5, and Ryan Farmer at 3.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
What question are we on?
Wait, so now we're on question number, this would technically be question number 9.
All right.
Because I wrote it down as 6, but it broke down to 3.
Oh, that was 3 questions? Yeah,
you said there was one question with 3 parts.
That was one question!
It should be question 7!
I've been bamboozled.
I have more. If you guys want more questions, I have more questions.
I've been bamboozled. I need more time.
I say this is question 7.
Okay, this is question 7. At this point, it behooves me to say I don't want more questions.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to paste this in here. Here we go. When shooting at Dengar, while in his arc, does R5... P8 or Dengar's ability trigger first? Asa came in first. Ryan Farmer second.
Well, I want to think about this now for a second then.
This is, of course, assuming that Dengar has R5 P8 equipped.
Yeah.
Right.
And the answer is R5P8.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. According to the flow chart, abilities that are not attacks trigger first before abilities that are attacks. So that's why R5P8 first.
Yeah, D's done that BS enough to me.
I got into a debate on the rules forums about what goes first, like Ty D or Dengar, and I pride myself on knowing that particular section of the rules of the attack flowchart fairly well.
Yep. And cause, you know, we have, you know, all of us are pretty serious players. When it comes time, you know, Worlds comes around and the big tournaments, you got to know these things. Because if you miss a trigger,
yep.
You know, you get into those awkward situations where if you missed it, that's on you, you know?
Okay.
And one of our three podcasts has talked at lengths about if you should let people get their missed triggers. And it's not mine.
Oh, yeah.
One of our podcasts is fun.
Yeah, not ours.
So, question 8. Let's get this pasted in the chat and read it off. Here we go. Excluding Epic, what Imperial pilot has the highest base cost?
With no upgrades, right?
Correct.
That would be base.
Word definition better. All right, we got all the answers in, and everybody got it right, with Asa Graf sneaking in the first one, and that is the Rear Admiral Sharonu.
46 points.
42.
46.
Yeah, he's got to get his point to Doc for getting the points wrong.
All right, score recap. Ryan Farmer, 5 points. Fleming, 6. Asa, 13.
Holy.
See, now I'm going to do it Family Feud style, where, like, anybody, like, the points really never mattered, and it's, like, the quadruple points.
Oh, no.
No, Final Jeopardy. We get to gamble our points away.
There you go. There you go. All right. Question 9. Let's see. Let me look at my list here. Let me try to find a good one. Okie dokie. Here we go. I'm going to put this one because this is a really important one, I think, for people who are learning how to play the game.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
I should still be learning how to play the game.
3, 2, 1. If you and your opponent have effects that happen in the same timing window, whose effect resolves first?
There's no way I didn't get that one in first.
Actually, Mr. Fleming got it in first.
No way!
Yes.
Suck it!
So it was the two Ryans and then Asa. All right.
Sorry,
so,
I didn't catch it.
And the answer is initiative.
Yes.
Initiative.
I was so close. I only saw the word effects and same, and I wrote that down.
Guys, I feel compelled at this point to point out that I did national level knowledge bowl in high school, national level trivia.
So not me.
Yeah.
I'm cursed with slow sausage hands. I don't know how I got into Worlds.
Yeah, come on. Hey, I filled out their little survey and they might be sending me a ticket. Fingers crossed.
All right, let's do another one.
I'm gonna have to dig deep here. This is question 10.
Oh boy.
While you're digging deep, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that FFG, if you're listening to this podcast, press pass it for Worlds.
Yes,
which is a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Press passes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even. I'm totally serious.
Did you get to play with a press pass?
Probably not. Even if I didn't get to play, I would go.
Yeah.
If I got a press pass, I would go cover the event, even if I didn't get to play, just to be there and be with everybody. I think it'd be a great time.
Oh yeah, I'd be happy to be there to judge, to comment on the stream, to do any of that stuff. I just want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What are the current standings right now?
Asa wins.
Oh, perfect.
He's got like current standings. Asus got 14, Fleming's got 8, and Ryan has 6. So, we'll do it. We'll do it Final Jeopardy style. You can gamble your points.
Oh. I'm gambling all of them.
If I gamble 3 points and get it right, even if Fleming gambles 8, he won't beat me.
Well, yes. Yeah, you have to get this wrong for any of us to have a chance to.
So I get triple points if I get it in first?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
So I get triple whatever my bin is if I'm first.
Let's see. What would make it possible for somebody to jump out just for SNG? 6, 7, that'd be 14. I'll give you points and a half.
All right, I'll try. Maybe I can.
Point.
My bet's in.
Oh, we are gambling. All right.
All right.
Wait.
Bet. All right. Send me how many points you're. You're gonna.
I'll do that instead.
Okie dokie. All right. I'm actually making up this question on the fly.
Uh-oh.
But I know the answer, so. All right, here we go.
All right.
Last question of trivia. How many points is the highest PS Protectorate Starfighter? I'll wait to reveal all once I have all the answers. All right. So, this is interesting. This is interesting because you all got it right.
Okay.
Okay. So, the question is, who gets it first?
It probably wasn't me. I had to think about our podcast we just did.
So, highest PS... Protector of Starfighter, his name's Fen Rao. I think he's going to be a beast when he comes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. He was 28 points. Everybody got it right. And Ryan Fleming got the answer in first.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, he gets points and a half.
Points and a half on what he bet. And he bet all. He bet the house. He bet everything. So that means he is going to get 8 plus 4 is 12. Math is hard.
So 12 plus 8.
20.
Boom. 20. Everybody else bet. Let's see what happens. Oh, editing is so good because you just sound like you finished this stuff so fast.
What are the final standings? You're killing me here.
Final standings are Ryan Farmer with 12. Asa Graf.
You're cutting out, man.
But you cut out. Type them in the chat.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
No, I didn't win or come in. I came in last. Ryan last.
So Ryan Farmer, 12. Fleming, 20. And Asa Graf with 19. Fleming takes the cup.
Yes.
Oh, you rigged. Oh, I should have bet one more.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yes.
Curses for not knowing ships with green maneuvers.
It happens, man.
In fairness, and in the spirit of trash talking, that wasn't the only one that let you down.
No. I didn't know anything about TIE fighters. I didn't know anything about timing windows. I didn't know anything about ion tokens. I didn't know anything about Imperials or scums with green maneuvers. But I got, to fairness to me, like you guys, I got the final 5-6 questions correct. So
nice.
There you go.
So D just sent all the, me a message that, says crushing it, and then I just lost.
Yeah, I'm keeping them in the Minoc layer chat. Yeah. And they're all incredibly disappointed with me. But Lester, our buddy Lester just said, it's okay, I don't expect a fish to know how to climb a tree.
Oh, man.
And I realized at this point that I was doomed to lose against this cabal of Ryans.
It happens.
You know what? I overall, though I lost, I am reasonably satisfied with my performance. This is a high pressure situation.
It's okay, man. Everybody has to be under the spotlight sometime.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a lore. I thought these would be, I mean, I knew they'd be X-Wing based, but I thought at least we'd get like how many non-human pilots are there.
Oh. That's too much work.
19. I have no idea.
I don't know.
In the Empire, 0.
Are there 0 in the Empire? I don't know.
I mean, the Empire's pretty racist, so it would make sense.
Oh no.
Well, are any of them actually human beings?
Ooh, good question. I mean, Wikipedia says human a lot, so.
Yeah, but there's no Earth. I mean, I would argue 0.
0.
Yep. Humanoid, I guess, maybe the. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll never know. George Lucas, answer the question. Come on, trivia.
Ryan Farmer, how many non-human pilots are there?
Edit in crickets.
Because Ryan Farmer seems to be gone.
Oh, he disappeared.
Oh, he ran away. No, no.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, no. Something bad happened.
It was really good timing, by the way. It was great.
I don't know. There's an error in my... something messed up in the Zencaster. Just froze and my... Something Uh-oh. Crashed. I don't know if I... I don't know if I'm going to be able to send
excuses,
you the track.
Excuses.
Oh, we'll find out when I click the stop button. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you're the one. Are you the one recording it?
Yeah, it's recording on my end. It does a backup on all of your computers.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, okay. I thought the only way to get it was... It's not going to work on mine. Mine says Ryan Farmer unfinalized track error.
It's probably not going to work.
All right, I'll find out. But guys, you know, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Yeah, and congratulations to Ryan Fleming for betting all the marbles.
Yeah, I got lucky there at the end, no doubt.
All right, guys, this has been another episode of Gold Squadron Podcast Trivia, and we'll see you around next time. Gold Squadron, out.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Ixa, no sound effects or anything as you leave.